From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and you might want to keep a hand close to the volume control because this is the Youngblood Brass Band. These young men met in Madison, Wisconsin during high school and college, and you're hearing them blowing their hearts out right here in NPR Studio 4A. Their music is a blend of New Orleans-style brass band, soul, rock, and hip-hop. They've released 3 albums and tour regularly in the U.S. and Europe. They also spend a lot of time playing music for school kids, getting them excited about music education. Leader and snare drummer Dave Scogan says they enjoy giving their audiences, wherever they are, something they've never heard before.
I think we've always taken a lot of pleasure in doing whatever isn't expected. When we started playing this music, it was initially for fun, just to kind of get out of the wind ensemble of the orchestra and start experimenting on our instruments. And we were all lucky enough to be the beneficiaries of really good public school system arts education programs, and it's one of the things that kind of continues to inspire us to do what we can to give back to those kind of programs.
Why don't you do us a favor? Could you all introduce yourselves?
Yes, Mike Bowman on trumpet.
Charlie Wagner, trumpet.
Alex Wilkins, saxophone.
I'm Joe Hulbert on trombone.
Joe Goltz, trombone.
Tom Reschke, bass drum.
I'm Dave Scogan, I play the snare drum and MC.
I'm Nat McIntosh, I play sousaphone.
Well, usually when you play music that has this kind of big sound, you usually have some sort of electronic bass or some kind of electronic production to give the music a real sort of deep end. And Nat, since you're playing the sousaphone, it seems like they would have to rely on you to give the music sort of a deep bottom.
Well, yeah, I suppose that they do. That's kind of been one of the things that I've enjoyed so much about playing with this group, is getting the opportunity as the bass player to change the way that the tuba is thought about and change the way certainly that I think about the tuba, and to use it in a different way and use the full timbral range of it. I mean, the tuba can have a 6 or 7 octave range if you have a player who can master the entire thing.
And since we have one of those players right here in the studio, do you mind giving us an example of that?
Sure, I can play you a little thing. This was on the Unlearn album, our second album, and this is called The Warrior Comes Out to Play.
Could you give us a little sort of lesson in technique and explain what it is that you were doing to make that full range, to deliver that full range of sound?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of multiple tonguing involved. There's a lot of what's called multiphonics, which is where you sing a note above a note that you're playing at the same time.
Let me see if I can do this in English. So you're sort of singing on top of the music while you're blowing actually into the mouthpiece.
Yes.
When you play in the clubs, what are your audiences like?
Whoever shows up, I mean, it's so different city to city. In Iowa City, we had this huge hardcore following, like punks. You go to major metro areas, you get a lot more hip-hop heads. You know, you go to Menominee, Wisconsin and play for a high school, and you get kids that are just boggled.
And you're not just on the club circuit, you're also on the high school gymnasium.
Yeah,
we do. You spend a lot of time in high school.
So much, we can't even tell you how much fun it is to do that. Sometimes we'll do performance lectures and we'll talk and play, do kind of a brass band history timeline, talk about hip-hop culture, jazz history, and all these things.
Is there a song that you could play for us here today that really has an impact on those students when you go to the high schools and the junior highs?
Yeah, we're going to play Brooklyn. It's kind of been serving as the single. It's a pretty good representation of what we do, I'd say.
How much of this is about respect? You know, you all, when you go back to high school, you all played instruments that didn't necessarily garner the kind of respect as the guys who were playing, you know, in the rock bands or the garage bands. And so, you know, when you're out there and you're making music and you're selling CDs and you're doing something that you love and you're drawing audiences and you're touring Europe and you're in the top 10 in a few of the countries over there, how much of this is about the respect that you wanted and now you got it?
As a young musician growing up, you focus a lot on the idea of getting respect from your musical peers. But I think as you get older, at least for me personally, it doesn't seem to matter as much as like moving a person. I mean, I think the older we get, the much more concerned we become with making music that is either, you know, beautiful or powerful, or somewhere between the two.
And this is definitely powerful.
It's powerful. We're working on the beautiful part.
The Youngblood Brass Band, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since the Youngblood Brass Band stopped by our studios, their sousaphone player, Nat McIntosh, has decided to take some time off to work on other projects. So for all you tuba players out there, they're auditioning. Find out more and hear more of their music at our website, nbr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.